Well, it is a bit lean over this side, so I'll preach over on this side. What a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just go on, you can do it. It's a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, the thing is, if you don't get involved, I preach.
You'll get to, you know, keep going.
Get off, I'm a married man. Unhand me.
It helps if you turn it on, Ken.
Yep.
Is it on?
Yes.
He turned it off.
Now you know I'm going to preach at. When we give the altar call, you sit out there. There's a sinner in the house. All right, well, bless God.
Technology,
you know.
Thank you, Lord.
Right, are we ready now? Have you mocked? All right, Father, we give you praise and we bless you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that the kingdom doesn't consist of eating and drinking, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you that you are here. Two or three gather in your name, you are here by your Spirit. And when you are here by your Spirit, suddenly the impossible becomes possible.
Yes.
Suddenly things happen. Lives are transformed. People are set free. Hope arises. Vision comes. Come, Holy Spirit. For it is you, and only you, who can touch our lives, transform them, make them new. And for that, we give you the praise and we bless you in Jesus' lovely name. And the people of God say,
amen.
That's better, you're getting a bit louder. Now in Uganda, I'm going for about 10 days and they'll have me preaching probably in those 10 days at least 10 times, but probably considerably more. So we're going to do a couple of conferences, and the title of the conferences are Surviving in a Time of Crisis. And I thought that's a very apt message for all of us. And I'm not being lazy, by the way. I've got plenty of others on the pair, but Surviving in a Time of Crisis. Now, one message I'm going to do, not for today, is entitled, Is It Survival or Revival? But that's not for today. It's a good one. You can think on that. The series we'll be doing in a French church is going to be like Surviving a Crisis. What do we do? Remember. Resist. Rejoice. Rest. In a crisis, we need to remember. Resist. Rejoice and rest. So today I want to talk about remembering. Because I think all of us are apt to forget. What does the Bible say? I'm running ahead of myself, so I will back up. Forget not all these benefits. Well, if it says forget not, we must be able to forget. Paul says, I will put you in remembrance. I will stir up remembrance. So today we're going to come to that. But before we do, if I said to you, what is a crisis? Who wants to speak in tongues today? Let me give you a word. Ready? We will practice this word. I'll come to it. The word is philipsis. Ready?
Philipsis.
Try it. Philipsis. And we will come back to that. But firstly, what is a crisis? Well, to be quick, I'll tell you what one is. Ready? The proper definition. A time of danger or great difficulty. Or a decisive moment. He was at the crisis point. Or like he's just come through a crisis medically, you know, when someone comes through that moment. So it is a time of danger and great difficulty. Is there anyone in the house who's ever had a time of danger or great difficulty? Let me tell you, we all have. We all are either living in, coming through, or we will experience crisis. Sorry, I'm not being a prophet of doom, but that is just a fact of life. We all have them times when everything's going great and all of a sudden you think, and where did that come from? But what do you do? How do you survive? Who would have said COVID? Who would have said the financial collapse? Who said, I'm glad I paid my mortgage off? Because who would want a mortgage at the moment, the way the things are going? You know, we're all in this kind of crazy season. And we need to know what to do while we're in it. Is that all right? I think that's good, yeah. So, Jesus put it like this. Ready? John 16 and 33. In the world you will have tribulation. So, the word for tribulation, you all know it. Ready? Philipsis. You all... Come on. You have to work with me, otherwise it's not a shame. The word for tribulation is philipsis. Again, can I give you a definition? A definition. Ready? One of these words will fit. Yeah. Pressure, oppression, stress, anguish, adversity, affliction, crushing, squashing, squeezing, distress. The best way to understand it in actual everyday usage is a grape or an olive in the press. Now the good thing about that, I thought on that, I did. Ready? Grapes make wine. The Bible always talks about making people joyous. Olive oil is always talked about in the sense of healing. So once you've been squeezed, once you've been squashed, don't worry about it, because you'll come out and be able to do some good to somebody else. Can you say amen? Amen. Alright, that's just an introduction, because we need to get it. What about this one? Psalm 34, 19. Many together. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. So now I've got philipsis, and you've got the Hindu word, you've already forgotten philipsis. But it's you again. Do you know what that one means? Many of the afflictions? It means to grind for nothing. I wish I had time to talk to you today about how God works all things together to the good, but that's not the word. I want to say to you today this. There is one who is opposed to your success. Not thousands. They are just the agents of, but there is one who is opposed to your success. There is one who is opposed to enjoying victory. There's one who is opposed to enjoying your salvation. I'm going to come back to it. Everyone's kind of pie and slowly die, you know? I'm saying. It literally means to do well. Alright, you don't have to lie, if you don't want it. Listen, it means to do well. God, when you came to Jesus, God wants you to do well. Well in this life. Whatever that means. Well in this situation. Whatever that means. Be careful how you define it. God just wants you to do well. This is the confidence that we have. If God be for us, who, what can be against us? I think that's a rhetorical question right now.
Possibly, isn't it? All right, very quickly, let me just give you a few scriptures. Revelation chapter 9, chapter 12, verse 9. Who is my adversary? That old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. It's an interesting one that if I had time, you could talk about how he deceives you. What's the first 10 say? He's a deceiver, he's the accuser of the brethren. He says to do it, and when you do, he says you should have done that. He deceives you in two, and then he accuses you because you have. He is a bad devil, let me tell you. Jesus put it like this, John 8:44. He is a murderer, he is a liar, he is the father of lies. Jesus in John 10:10 says he's got one purpose, other than to kill, steal, and destroy. 1 Peter. I can't get it wrong. Yeah. It's called your adversary. Do you know what that means? That's why you go through adversity. Oh, because you have an adversary. The word literally means one who stands opposed to you. Have you ever wondered why you've done so well? What's something? As if an invisible obstacle has now got in my way for this church. The things God's got for you, I would say there is one who is opposed to you. You have an adversary. That's why you need to resist it. But you need to resist him after you've submitted to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Everybody says, I want to resist. You can't resist until you submit. I'm going to preach hard if you want me to. You're the training ground for Africa. Africa, would you? But let me give you a couple of scriptures to encourage you, because I've been a bit down so far. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves that. Well done, missus. All them years left, listen to me. A friend loves at all times. But a brother is all for adversity. That's why you need the church. That's why you need to be in fellowship. That's why you... I'm standing, I don't know why I'm struggling. Moses, on top of a mountain, suddenly gets tired. Aaron heard, lift up his arm. We need people sometimes to lift up our arms. Oh brother, I'm showing the Lord in the power of his might. Often I'm not. That's why I need someone else to gather around me to lift me up. That's why a brother is born for adversity. These are just freebies. What about this one? Proverbs 24:10. If you faint in the day of adversity, remember, an adversary, brothers born for adversity, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is little. That's why you need to read your Bible. That's why you need to speak in tongues. Why? We might have gone there, mightn't we? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, around that verse 2 or verse 4, where it says, he who prays in the tongue builds himself up. Greek word there is okidoma. Literally means to raise the building. Those of you who don't, pray that God bless you. Use that in your language. And build yourself up. And those of you who want some more theological questions, Jude, verse 12. I ain't got time for that. Praying in the Spirit at all times, building yourself up in the most holy faith. All right. Let me give you a story. David and his gang have been out raiding, as you know. They come back home to a place called Ziklag. And when they come back, they find their wives, their children, and all their goods have been taken. Not only that, the guys with him are not too happy about it. So much so, they start picking up rocks, and they put on the song, and they start throwing... They're all ready to start throwing rocks at him. What does David do? Oh, you must be God. You know. It says, Luke and James... David encouraged himself, strengthened himself in the Lord. Old King James, David encouraged himself in the Lord.
How do I encourage myself in the Lord? Let me tell you, I like this word, ready? It literally means to fasten on to seize hold of.
In the middle of your situation, when everything's going wrong, what did David do? He had his hand of God, kept hold of God, believed God, trusted God. Yes, this ain't right. Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, this is all falling apart. You are God. And he just kept hold of God.
That's why we need to keep our faith.
Don't worry, I'm going to finish. Keep hold of God. Let me ask you a question. Where do you run to when you're in trouble? You know, I was singing a song in, what's it? You are my hiding place. Some people say, where do you go, what can you do when the storms are beating against you, people are just being ugly, and everything's going wrong? Get hold of God and cleanse him. Cleanse him.
Do you want me to preach for you this morning? I'm just feeling that you want to go home and say, I'm going to be tired.
Tell me what you should have done.
Yeah. She's one of my favourite preachers, you know.
She says, and she came through the press. Good old one version. She came through the crowd. This woman has been anemic, this woman has got no strength, this woman has got issues why she shouldn't. She said, I'm going to get hold of it, or if I get hold of it, I know. She said, maybe, perhaps. She said, if I can get hold of it, if I can have much up to the heavenly garment, I shall remember.
Who's young enough to remember to reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by? You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment and needs to supply. Just reach out and touch him. Because you just need to reach out and touch him. So what do we do in the midst of a crisis? We remember. We remember three things.
Don't you worry, I'm not worried about this thing. His person, his power, and his presence. Just remember these three things. His person, who he is. His power, what he has. And his presence, where he is. These are
good. So buckle up and here we go. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6.
Behold, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I do not change. Remember that this person. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. And guess what? He's the God of your testimony. He does not change. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13 and 8, is the same yesterday, today,
and forever. Ready? Good. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. If he's the same, you are a God ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and you do not forsake us. He doesn't change. As he was, he is, and always will be. That's why he says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, and I am the bit in the middle. When he appeared to Moses at the burning bush, what did he say?
He said, I am the greater I am, and this I am the greater I was. And in fact, this is not the greater I am, what he actually says there is, I am what he needed me to be. I am a self-existent one.
Yeah.
What you need, that's why I am. Yeah. You need a healer, that's why I am. You need a deliverer, that's why I am. You need a friend to stay close to the brother? That's right. You need a comfort? That's right. You need someone to forgive you? That's right. You need someone to cleanse you? That's right. I am you. I am what you want. Well, someone should be smiling by now. So I just wonder, really. Some people. Is it bad? God, let's settle this bit. He's personal. God is a good guy. The devil's a bad devil. In fact, me and the devil, we do agree. I hate the devil and he hates me. Ready? You ready?
We need to make our mind up. You know, I think one of the biggest problems for Christians is this. They don't want it. We need to make our mind up that God is a good God. Simple and well, brother, that's so confusing. You see, that's very complex. It's too easy to think through it today. We've got God's way. We're gracious. We've got God's form. We must be judged. God wants to hang out with me. That's the other side of my head. You're shocked at me right now. God wants to hang out with me. He actually likes me. Do you know that with his own? Do you know he loved me before the foundation of the world? Do you know he loves me when they love him now? Do you know he called me my name? Because he didn't see the end from the beginning. He doesn't see what you are, he sees what you've got. He doesn't see what you've got, he sees what you've got. People need to get excited about being saved. Listen, I used to enjoy going to hell. Oh, none of you did, you're all so sanctified, you never went that way. I used to enjoy going to hell, but then I got saved! Oh, thank God, I am worse now. That's not fair. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Clap your hands over your people and shout unto God in the voice of triumph. One of my favourite texts, Psalm 47, verse 1. Anyway, so you're remembering this person. What is he? Come on, someone. I'll show you in case you've got that. He's good. We're going to pray for him in the memories today. And he's good despite you.
No, really.
Listen, I'm going to touch on that. If I'm good, he's good to me. No. He is good. Whether you are good or not. That's why he is faithful when we are faithless. Because he cannot deny himself. Is that enough for you on this verse? I'm talking about that. He's power.
He doesn't change. The very God who spoke heaven and earth into being is the good God who you call Father. Is that right? Good. What have I got? Oh! Jeremiah 32. You all know this. Verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything? Try again. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Jeremiah 32:27. In fact, the prophet, like you and me, in Jeremiah 32, verse 17, says, Oh, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Nothing. But it says nothing, that's what he meant. Nothing. It's too difficult for you. That's why Jesus said, all things are possible for God. And he also did say, all things are possible for those who will believe. So whatever your situation is, whatever your crisis, whatever your phillipsis, you go to the doctors and say, oh, I think I've got a phillipsis. Whatever's going on in your life, God has got it.
Yes.
Yeah, someone should start. Well, Brother Stroud, if I sit here like this, or even worse, I've been at this too long to be moved by it.
I really am.
Do you want a few scriptures just to write down in your notes so you can pretend you're listening? Philippians 2, well, you all know it, verse, round up verse 9. Therefore God has highly exalted him in the name of Jesus above every name, and say today that the name of Jesus every knee must bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Every name that is named must bow to that one name, that name is Jesus. And therefore, those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you know what that word literally means? Delivered. The word delivered means this. Very good. Carried out of or preserved through. See, we all want to be carried out of. Oh, Lord, just suck me out of this situation. But this nice. Taken out of also means preserved through. Now, to him who is able to keep us. Listen, Shakra, my Shakra, your Shakra family. God can keep us as we go through. So you may be in a crisis, that's what I'm trying to say. But God can keep you as you go through. Can you say amen for that?
Amen.
Oh, well, that's Job. Oh. When he has tried me, then I shall come forth as God. Everyone wants to be the God, but sometimes you have to go through the fire. His person, his power, we're talking about going through the fire. Isaiah 43, because I'm aware of your time now. Isaiah 43, I'm pretty sure. Verses 1 through 2. Fear not, for I am with you. When you pass through the waters, when you pass through the floods, when you pass through the fire, when you pass through the flame. In fact, the idea is you're passing through.
Yeah.
Too many people want to build a tent and they go, look. Pass through, move on, get over it. Did I say that? I did. Is that the truth? I affect tomorrow because I'm in it today by remembering what God did for me yesterday. For the same God who worked for me yesterday, who is the God who is with me today, and the God who will take me to tomorrow. And I can say to somebody, that's why, see, in forgetting, you're in the middle of it all, and all you can see ahead of you is, but if you look back, you can see God was faithful. God is all he said he was. God has kept his word. God has been there. He has been faithful. He's been a faithful God in your life. Look at your life. Look at what he has done for you.
But I've got this problem now. Maybe you have to look back. See where he's brought you from. Because where you see where he's brought you from, you can see where he will take you to. For the God who walked with you from there is the God who's walking with you now, and it's the God who will walk through the fire with you now. He's God. He's our God. He is the God. Hebrews 13 and I think around about 15, is it? What's it saying, Mrs. Sharon? I'll have to go for one. I'm closing. What's it saying? It's not? See, you're an electronic device. I'll tell you what it says if you want. That's the one. For he himself has said, what has he said? Hang on, I will never leave you. I've always taken comfort in that second bit. I'll never leave you. I'm comfortable with that. Then we'll give up on that. I'm going to make a confession now. I have given you many opportunities. I have had nothing to do with this. None of you have, because you're going to be saying, I thought it was tough on the show. But I've given you many opportunities to forsake. You know, it's just like doing the tower. The magic, stop doing the tower. Why? Because you didn't count the cost. Before God called you, count the cost. I said, can I be enough? I will finish. A couple of scriptures to encourage you, and I'm going to get up. Ready? Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my mighty right, strong right hand. I will. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Listen, my last one. Again, I've got certain scriptures I really like. Who's my right hand? It's this one. The opposite. Come here, a little indication here. A little right hand here. Yeah. Those who hate will pray for you in a minute. Ready? It's this one. Oh, yes it is. Isaiah 41 and 13. For the Lord your God will hold your right hand. Come on, give me a little wave here. Yes, God. Will hold your right hand saying, fear not. I will help. Come on. Now, I was a kid. Has anyone ever come from East London? Haven't been in my life. In fact, I don't know when I was a kid. When we were kids, there was this huge great market. Oh, before I was a kid. Huge great market. And, yeah, there'd be people like, let's play some other games. Of course, we weren't church people, so it's a Sunday morning. I don't know. friend I was talking to, I remember the Lord saying this. He said to me, you know, you look aside, what I have in my hand. I have never leave you. Not the same. Therefore, if you come on this side, and the Lord is my helper, what can man do? Turn to this chapter in the beginning, very sharp. Turn 16, very sharp. In this world, you have tribulation, but cheer up. So I have overcome. Psalm 42, many other things of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them. I'll tell you, you've got enough to have it. If you own, I know. You take that between from you like what he said. Didn't like the way he said it. Okay, you know.
That's when the concept.
So, you know, I've only come on tonight, so you've got a whole month to get over it. But for those of you who did hear, let me say, because I'm here to put you in remembrance of the goodness of God.
Thank you.
And maybe you're one of those who has forgotten. Psalm 103, isn't it? Verse 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives some of your sins. I say these modern translations are terrible. He forgives all your sins and might heal you if you do them. Oh, no, he heals all your sicknesses.
Amen.
He is a forgiving, healing God. Maybe someone for the last. He's just to get to be remembered, reminded that he is a forgiving, healing God. Maybe some of you need to be reminded today that he is with you. He is for you. He holds your right hand.
Thank you.
Come on, with your right hand, and you're not ready to have a right hand for this. I believe you. Families have gone through, so come through. You are with me, you haven't left me off forsaken me. God, I don't know why you haven't, but because you are a good God today, I give you kindness and I bless you. I am so thankful. Lord, when I call upon you, when I turn my mind back to what you've done for me, I can trust you for tomorrow. I know who you are, I know what you've done, I've seen your hand moving, I love you and I thank you and I bless you. You are my God, I am your child, and I give you thanks and I give you praise and I bless you in the name of Jesus. Come on, just worship the Lord for a moment.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.